Well, how sad that this Easter tensions around the world seem worse than they have been for many, many years. All week it's been hotting up around the Korean Peninsula, and this morning, Easter Sunday, we woke up to hear the regime had made a failed missile test. Keith Suter from the Global Directions think tank, just how dangerous is the tension up there now?
It's now getting extremely dangerous indeed. I'm glad that the test failed. If it had been successful, it would have added up very much more to the dangers of the situation.
What's behind this latest attempted missile launch? Was it to threaten the US or to celebrate the country's 105th anniversary?
Oh, I think it tried to do a number of things. One, obviously, was that it was aiming to celebrate the 105th anniversary of the birth of his grandfather, the founder of North Korea. That's one thing. Secondly, it was done to remind the Americans that the North Koreans are still around. Remember, this is their periodic way of giving the Americans a bit of a poke. And, of course, the vice president of the United States is currently on an Asian tour. So it's an embarrassment for him as well, although, of course, it's been good news for him that the test has failed. But that was designed, I think, to also cause embarrassment for the vice president, Mr. Pence, Mike Pence.
So a lot of people say North Korea is unpredictable. But in an opinion piece for the ABC, Stan Grant, who visited there, says the regime is just the opposite, that it's about preserving itself through nuclear weapons. Do you agree with Stan?
Oh, absolutely. It's really you've got to look at the situation from the North Korean leadership point of view, that it's now the only really dogmatic communist regime left. The Soviet Union has collapsed. China is reforming itself. Cuba is now improving relations with the United States. So this is, and of course, all of Eastern Europe is now linking up one way or another with the Western world. So you've really only got North Korea left on its own, a very much an isolated power. And the regime is there really just to look after itself. But there is a lot of support, as far as one can tell, amongst the North Koreans who know no better, because they have no link with the outside world or very little. So the regime wants to keep itself in power. The only way it can do that is by having these nuclear weapons. It's his only real selling point. As long as the Americans continue to threaten North Korea, the leader can say, I'm protecting you against those nasty Americans.
Now, talking about bombs, was there a message for North Korea in the US exploding that mother of all bombs in Afghanistan?
Absolutely, because the nature of the bomb, which was invented about a decade ago and is designed to be ground penetrating, in other words, designed to shake up whatever's hidden away in tunnels, that's obviously where the Islamic State were hiding in Afghanistan. But it's also where North Korea has hidden its own headquarters and its nuclear weapons, all buried away in the mountainous ranges of North Korea. And so the Americans were able to say to North Korea, look, we do have this incredible bomb and we can use it on your weapon sites. The worry, of course, for the rest of the world is that you wouldn't be able to wipe out all of the North Korean military offensive capacity in one bombing campaign. So there'd still be some weapons that'd be able to be launched on South Korea, where there are 28,000 American troops still deployed.
Now, I'm talking with Keith Suter from the Global Directions think tank. Keith, what about the role of the Chinese in all this? Do they want North Korea getting nukes, and would they support a preemptive strike by America?
China doesn't want North Korea to acquire nuclear weapons, but at the same time, it does want to keep the North Korean leadership in power of some sort.
Why?
Because if North Korea would have failed, it'll go the way of East Germany, and you would then end up with North Korea being absorbed into South Korea in the same way that East Germany has been absorbed into West Germany, and that would therefore see American forces
South Korea
right onto the Chinese border. And so behind closed doors in Beijing, there'll be this discussion, who lost North Korea? You see, the problem for the Chinese, they can't afford to have this fellow removed from power. What they would like him to do is a gradual relaxation of control and to follow the Chinese and Vietnamese method of allowing bit by bit more economic reforms into North Korea.
Now, as you said, there are 28,000 American troops in South Korea, and the North are threatening hundreds of thousands of their troops could storm across the border at a moment's notice. How serious a threat are these troops, given the state is impoverished?
Well, it is very impoverished, but the military are well fed. And you can tell that from the state of the forces that you saw on TV in the last few hours. These are not people who are malnourished.
And how up to date is the military technology, Keith?
Well, some of the technology is certainly up to date. You know, you've got a country that's dirt poor, but if you have a centrally controlled economy, then you can do wonders with it. In the same way the Soviet Union, as we now know, had an economy of about the size of Canada's, and yet was able to do very well in a space race and an arms race, simply by denying ordinary consumers the opportunities for the consumer products that we get in this country, and then feeding the military. And North Korea has followed that same pattern.
Now, crystal ball gazing, Keith, is some sort of conflict on the Korean Peninsula inevitable?
It's not inevitable, but it certainly is very worrying. And my fear is that you end up with a miscalculation. A young military officer just makes an accidental mistake and you end up with something being fired. In other words, the war begins by accident, not by deliberate decision.
God bless you, mate. That's something sober to ponder on over Easter. God bless you, and thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thank you, Bill.